Internet and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
And here we are, 2 weeks later, in exact same clothes.
Welcome to the Gamer Show. This is we'll be honest. We just recorded the show about Project Spark. This is us now doing one about Evolve. Depending on my time scales, I may get this one out at the same time. I may wait a week to make it look like there's more content being produced by us.
It has been like a month, over a month.
So we might push this out early. But anyway, so we are going to play Evolve. Chiz has played it a little bit on Friday night, so you've got some early thoughts on it.
I played Alpha as well with your brother.
Oh, that's true, yeah. So this, and we didn't play at EGX, did we?
No, we tried, and then they shut early compared to other games, like an hour before everyone else, which was really annoying.
So this is our first look at Evolve, or certainly myself and Sam's first look at Evolve. Chiz has played the Alpha.
I've seen days.
So here we go. So Chiz is playing, so we're just going to see what happens here. I'm going to move the screen out of the way a little bit. Oh, that's it. Oh, you're just going to agree on my behalf?
Yep. Yep. They're going to come and take away your right testicle now.
So the premise of this game basically is a sort of Left 4 Dead idea, isn't it? But with the big...
It's made by the same guys. It's basically four hunters versus one player playing the monster. So it's 4v1.
Yeah.
And... As hunters, you basically have to kill the monster. As the monster, you usually have two objectives. Depending on what the game mode is, you either need to complete an objective and get to evolve to your third evolve state, or kill all the hunters. If you die as a hunter, you respawn about a minute and a half. But if the monster successfully kills all the hunters before any of them respawn, that's game over. You've got hunter classes like your trapper, which it sounds pretty straightforward.
So there's the cyborg looking bloke, what's he?
He is a trapper, I think.
No, I don't have an account for
that. And then there's the little dwarfy looking bloke.
He is... I think he's support. Although there's different characters for different... There's actually, I think there's like... There's four there, but I think in total in the game has got like 12, so like there's two different sort of trappers, two different...
Okay.
And there's one woman who's got like a little sort of like dog, spaced alien dog thing called Daisy, and it tracks... Tracks after the monster, so it's quite handy if you don't know where the monster is. Daisy will go and sniff it out, but the monster leaves like glowing footprints, and it'll scare birds in the distance. So you roughly got an idea where the monster is, what direction.
So you were saying when you were playing on Friday night, one of the key classes to have somebody good playing it is the medic, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think like the first couple of shots we didn't have. It was either we just had the AI playing as the medic, or.
Is this you playing as the monster? No.
It looks like a demo of something.
You start off with a tutorial as a monster. Somebody want a quick shot as a monster to learn the controls of a monster?
Sam, you do. I can only see half the screen, so I'm going to have a disadvantage.
Okay. So. Oh, it's Sam, dude. So I should only try and blast through it as quick as you can, because Scott apparently took 20 minutes to get through the tutorial, but I think you can do it a lot faster than that. Every time you level up as a monster, it's got three evolve states. You choose an ability, and you get a choice of like four abilities. You're going to have one per evolve. So you choose like fire breathing or picking up rocks, or so there you can have that. But you have to choose that. So
how do you evolve?
You evolve by eating other wildlife or hunters, and then once a bar's filled up, you then need to find a quiet spot.
Cocoon
for, I don't know how long, maybe 10, 20 seconds, and then you evolve and then carry that onto your highest evolve.
Okay.
All right, so Sam's now controlling this now.
Yeah. That's your waypoint where you have to go at the moment.
So is the objective for the monster just to kill other things and evolve? There's not actually like an end point that you're aiming for?
To climb, hold the left trigger to climb up stuff.
Okay.
So head to the... It's quite... maybe we should put the contrast up. Like, okay, I'll go in. There you go.
Yeah, so there's not actually a waypoint for the monster as such. You're just meandering about trying to kill it.
Yeah. This is just a tutorial for the monster to get the controls. So you've got A to tap A to do a leap.
Oh, I've been jumping, eh?
Yeah, right.
There's some blue glue.
If you click in the right stick. It'll highlight the enemies that are nearby. Hold down right trigger to melee. Or not to hold it, but press it. So kill the three enemies in this area.
Monkeys.
Then hold left trigger to eat them. You see the little bar at the top starting to fill up?
Okay.
You have to fill that, and then you can evolve. and hold and tap B to go into sneak, so you make less noise and whatnot. So tap it, and then tap it again to come out of sneak mode. So you can hide, like, I had one guy, as a monster, at the size of it, managed to hide behind the tree. I came in the corner and he pinned me down. And I was like, oh, that's embarrassing.
So all this is on Xbox Live, obviously, as well.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be doing stealth kills.
Yeah, so try your smell thing again, right, and click on night six, so you find the enemies in this.
I can see them.
Oh, here we go. We're going to get a jump kill here, I think. Here we go. Is there no, like, way to kind of target on a jump kill? This does look quite cool, though, this game. So, are you enjoying it so far, Chiz?
Yeah, I've got James. I don't think Scott was too impressed with it. There we go.
All right, for what reason was it? I mean, he's a big, like, Call of Duty type fan, so maybe this is just not his type of game.
No, it's I don't know. Like, it's one of the games where you do really kind of have to play it with friends, I think. And the two of us with two, well, we're kind of getting the grips with it, playing against two other people who were pretty useless.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Or AI characters. When you're on your own, like if you're in a party, you can't play as a monster because it's just a single player.
Okay.
Here's there.
All right, so we couldn't go on as five of us and four of us play.
We'd have to be in our own private game of like four hunters and one monster, which I'm actually keen to do. Then we'll just take turns.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, so you could do it as a private game then?
You just need five of us to do that. Like, that'd be quite fun.
Oh, you've been attacked, yeah?
No, it's just birds feeding on the corpses. Oh, no, so that top bar is your, so that's you. That's you evolve now. So hold down the triggers to evolve. Both of them.
Oh, so you don't get to choose. It's not like, you know, some games. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. You do get to spend points. Oh, leap smash would be quite cool. Or fire breathe, actually.
Which one are you going to go for? So, like. You could spend 3 points all in one thing, or get three things. But if you spend it all three, you get it more powerful.
Oh, and he gets more badass.
Yeah.
As well.
And it tells you at the top what your buttons are for everything. So if you can, like, the left bumper will do certain things. So, all right, leap smash creatures, right bumper. And then. I think you can aim, you can make that little thing appear, you can use the right trigger to aim, because that's where you do the leap smash as well.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, there's massive other animals in the levels as well that are quite handy if you can lure the hunters towards them. So not only are the hunters trying to take you down, they've got another monster to take care of as well. But they're not as strong as you, but they'll still do a lot of damage.
That's pretty cool. Look like you're getting the hang of this now, so.
What's that?
It's looking pretty good though. So what was the other one that you got? The Y, what does Y do? Was that the leap smash?
It's charge. So, like, see that sort of shield up, like, thing that's stopping you from the level? It's not quite the same, but, say, the trapper can set up, like, a dome like that, and it traps you inside.
Okay.
Or it can trap, or if he times it wrong, it gets all the hunters trapped inside, where the monster will get away.
Okay.
And he's also, the trapper's got, like, a harpoon gun, which kind of, like, nails the monster to within a small area as well.
Okay.
But if the monster can attack the harpoon to free itself, but if you're all attacking at the same time, whoever's playing as a monster's got a choice, either defend himself or get the harpoon. It's probably best to get rid of the harpoon so they can get out, but it slows it down at least.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say if you've got somebody who knows what they're doing, I see break the harpoons. So it's some sort of trap.
So it seemed quite easy to break the harpoons there, is it? Depend on the strength
you do need to at least aim to where they're coming from.
Right.
Like, but if you're not aiming at them, if the hunter's attacking in the other direction, but you won't free yourself. Yeah.
I suppose it just kind of pauses you maybe a little
bit,
just so that like the medic can get a sniper shot into you or something.
Oh, we've got the hunters now.
So I take it you have to wait for them to kind of oh yeah, you can. I could just see the fire one recharging just now.
Yeah, you refill your armor. So your health at the bottom is the red, but then you've got armor, which is the blue bar, and you feed that, brings your armor back up. There you go. Use the right stick to aim.
Or just chuck it randomly.
It's really
spot was on the
car. Yeah, no, it was.
It was spot on.
Well, you just bring rocks from any old where.
Yeah, you just rip them out of the ground.
That's pretty cool. You know, I have to say, I wasn't really all that interested in this game. I don't know what I thought it was. I didn't... But this is actually...
Kill Elite Crowbill Sloth.
Well...
It must be a random animal. Oh, there it is. Rock smash it from a distance. Yeah, so like, if you lure the hunters towards that, they then have to deal with that as well. So it's quite a handy thing. And you get...
The ability of the sloth.
Yeah, you get... And like, say, if you kill these animals, you can use them for food. But if you kill like an aggressive animal, you get
its
buffs off them, so they'll give you like a special ability. For example, I killed like a weird sort of dog thing as a hunter, and it turned my gun into not only did it do damage, but it shot poison shots as well.
Okay.
Angry aggressor noises.
So he's assault, yeah. Damages monster, clearly. Medic. That's probably my favourite character, actually. Okay. So you must have to take them down now, but I think they're AI controlled, unless we see gamer tags on them. Nah, they're not. Yeah, so like the trappers put down a shield around about. That green thing is the medic healing people. I'd probably say take out the medic first.
Really?
Yeah, up there. To the right where the green thing's coming from, she's up there, Val. Alright, someone's put a shield on her. Just get your rocks on, just... That's... Nice. One of the dudes is like putting a shield on to help her, but.
Could she heal herself?
Yeah, she can put it like a. Like, she has to stay within the area of where she's. There you go, she nearly go. There we go, down. So she can be revived, and like there's a skull when that. The skull sort of drains. When the skull totally drains, she's totally dead, but she can be revived, but.
Oh, someone's been revived.
Yeah. Medic is dead. All right, she's out of it.
Can I eat her?
No, you have to wait until the. You can keep smacking her till she is totally dead. Then you can eat her. But she's down. He's down. There you go. Killed all the hunters.
So, what do you think, Sam?
You
were quite excited about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Very much enjoyed that.
You get to choose. Like, if you do a random game, you get to choose what order. Like, what are your favourite class, or you can put an order, like, if this is for you, I want this, if not that, then this. So you put an order of your favourites, so it'll try and put into your favourite thing. And
rather than just dump you in.
Yeah, and anything. If that's already taken, then it'll go the next one on your list. Next
what
one down.
If there's one that everyone hates?
Then, unfortunately, somebody has to play as that. It depends if you join a game that's already full, and then, like, apart from that one, it's like, yeah, tough, you're that one. But after that game, it'll cycle the next one, and everyone gets to choose again.
And have you created a preference?
Yeah, I selected for this one here, I just selected Medic, Monster, Trapper, Assault Support, I think I went.
You prefer the Medic the most?
Yeah. Alright, so this is already a game in place, I'm taking over as a bot.
What happened there? Was that rocks from the sky? Or was that caused by the monster? That's its first evolution, isn't it?
Maybe.
Because does the monster look different every time? It's yeah. Like the one that we were playing at.
So I've marked weak spots on it with a sniper rifle. And
Okay, so when you, so are you, do you know that they're weak spots, or have you just made them weak by hitting them with a sniper rifle?
Yeah, I've made them weak that way. So I'm healing somebody at the moment. I'm healing this person because they're about dead.
So I dig, you can't shoot while you're healing. You just have to stay in view of the person and just run away from the monster.
Heal this person up because they're about dead. See, a good medic really helps the team a lot.
It's not something I would have thought that you would be interested in doing, to be honest.
No, but I've been in, not when I'm not the medic, it annoys me when the medic's not doing his job, so I thought, right, fine, I'll do it. See, like, scared little birds, so a monster's over that way. Out there! There you go, and I'm tranquilising, I'm slowing it down and mark it on the map for everyone.
To change weapons, is it just the D-pad, or do you have to actually...
In the bottom right it tells you.
Oh yeah, left button, right, sorry, left bumper, right bumper.
There you go, Daisy. It slows me down when I'm running.
And Daisy attacks it, does it?
Not so much. Daisy will revive people who are down though, which is quite handy.
That's pretty awesome.
I assume everyone knows where they're going here. I'm following them.
That's all for birdies, I would think. No?
Oh, crap.
So someone's called in that?
Yeah, that's the support assault, I think.
Okay.
So, as the medic, then you trank that lad's looking really weak.
Yep.
You trank. You
see that guy there with the blue? Like he's putting a shield onto someone. Yay! I've killed the monster. It's first. It's first time I've been on that since the beta. I suppose that's what happens when I don't have Scott on my team.
So what do you think? I mean, are you happy enough with it?
Yeah, I think I'll probably buy it. And it's one of the games where the cool thing about it, you only need five people to get five of us online point. I think we'll have really a good laugh and just take turns as a monster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So I presume the monster initially is relatively weak.
Yeah, as a hunter, the faster you track down the monster and kill it, the better. If it gets to evolve three, basically, you really do need to start working together. Yeah, once it gets to that state, that guy playing as a monster will actively come after you. But at the start, the monster is trying to get away from you. Depending how good you are as hunters.
Okay.
If you've got four folk who are really good against somebody who's alright as a monster, the hunters will probably win. But I say, it can take one guy who doesn't really know what they're doing to mess everything up. Hence why I think you need a good medic.
So here we go, we're going to see how this gets screwed up.
Encouraging kind of initial play, then, is it?
But I think that's the same, like, with the whole Call of Duty games. If you walk into it without actually knowing what you're talking about, you are...
walk in, headshot and die.
Yeah, and it's not, I don't find it enjoyable, don't play kind of thing. Yeah, I'm the same.
I like, though, that this is kind of team-orientated, Left 4 Dead. That really encourages me. Playing with mates is always something that I'm interested in doing. Mm.
It's teleporting. Like, I'm not seeing this monster first, I don't know
behind
how it works.
Behind you.
That would be quite good.
She must have no cartilage in her knees. As a medic, if it's your sniper, I'd like to try to stick the high ground and see if you can spot the monster and whatnot and snipe it. Oh, down below you. There he is.
Is he going invisible or is he actually teleporting?
I don't know. I'm not seeing this monster before. I'd maybe go with your trunk gun first so you can mark it so everyone else can see it and then start sniping it. Yeah. Trap on the ground! Oh, yeah, don't go in the water. Monster tracks.
Yeah, it's quite intense. It's got stage two. Yeah. Dog, I love it.
I suspect you've got a team of hunters, or maybe in the same boat as you, not quite know what's going on. This guy's been over here on his own, which is just rather stupid.
kind of suicide, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now the two of you.
Save your teammate. Oh God.
Yeah.
So somebody's managed to die despite.
Because he's been on. He's not staying with the group. There's the monster. No.
Everyone gets healed.
Oh no.
Oh help!
It's not even a monster. It's a random. I'd shoot it. So he's getting ripped. Press Y to put your.
Sorry.
So you got back to your teammate. Someone's getting him up there.
Healy.
I'd follow your track. He's the guy that seems to get everyone bothered. Don't follow him. Follow the.
Timothy Butka. Yeah.
Keep an eye on Daisy and your trapper. So you should be the ones that you're able to track at the best.
So Chiz, obviously your one, you kind of landed and you were in there straight away.
Yeah.
Whereas this time it started from the beginning. Is there always an elongated kind of tracking process like this? Or?
Yeah, it all depends how good the person is as the monster.
God damn it.
It can either go. You either spend the whole game never seeing the monster because the guy's done such a good job of keeping you at bay and it's evolved really quickly. And yeah, if the guy manages to evolve to level 3 really quickly, then yeah, you'll get in a fight really quickly. But. Oh, there it is to the left. Yep, going through the building.
Yeah.
So, get your tramp gun ready so you can mark it.
Tramp gun.
There it is.
Check your contact display, people! No!
Oh. Yeah, you got it one shot. We've got a weak total spot now. Here it is again. Direct hit, well done.
No, oh, yeah, yep.
Get in there, dude.
I'm on you. Keep fighting.
You have to. I wouldn't go on fire. That's not a good idea. Yeah. You're burning ball.
small victories. Obviously, I've lost my entire team.
Yeah. That's the X. That's a buff. I think someone's killed a monster. But you can pick up the buff that X is. So you've got to press X. Increases. Alright, so your recharge speed's been increased. Stage 3, oh dear.
How's it gone to stage 3 if they've just killed it?
We don't need to hunt it.
No. They haven't killed it. If they killed a monster, it'd be game over.
Oh, they killed a monster?
Yeah.
Okay, right, okay.
They killed like a random wildlife.
Yeah. Thinking that.
Don't go in the water.
It's under control, Chiz, don't worry.
You seem to, you know, literally like water and fire.
Marvin monster.
Look to the sky! It's scared to
yep.
Birds!
Attack!
Oh! It's. Excuse me.
Are you missing?
Write that number down.
Gonna need a minute.
That's mental.
No, you're missing. Missing. There you go, now change your sniper and get away from it. Why? Behind you, I think. Why? Don't shoot him.
That's me gone. Oh well, that was cool. So, that actually looks quite good fun.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
You fancy a shot as Hunter and Sam?
Okay, so that was Evolve. I certainly am going to have another shot of this. It doesn't look like the kind of game I think I would buy. It's probably the kind of thing I'll wait till it comes out or kind of reduces in price something. I definitely would drop 40 quid on that because it looks like the kind of game that I would play multiplayer, you know what I mean?
But it is only a multiplayer game.
Well, okay, so it is only a multiplayer game. And I don't
much like how Left 4 Dead was.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah, we could play with AI.
Left 4 Dead by
yourself. But it wasn't as fun.
So that's Gamer Show this week. Thank you very much for listening or watching, whatever you chose to do. We will we'll be back again with a, I think, a regular show, depending on how these ones are taken down. But we'll be back with a regular show soon. And thank you very much to UK2 for sponsoring the Gamer Show. If you want to head over to BritishDieNetwork.com and I'll just move over this camera. BritishDieNetwork.com and head over to the sponsors link and then click on the UK2. You'll be able to get all sorts of discounts and things like that. They're absolutely superb. And please go over to patreon.com to donate to us so we can do more of these awesome shows and play a game essentially on a Sunday afternoon. We enjoy it, you enjoy it, everybody wins. Thanks very much, and we will see you again. Bye bye.